It's Thursday, the 18th of November. This is the Sodcast. This is episode 16.
Absolute silence as deep in the undergrowth of North County Dublin, we're recording the Sodcast.
Somebody killed a hyena airplane, please.
Welcome to the loudest gardening podcast in the world, the Sodcast, with your host, Peter Donegan.
Yes, folks, and welcome to another loudest gardening podcast in the world. It's episode 16. Have we been this long together? It's a beautiful day in North County Dublin, so it is. It really, really is a beautiful day. I have a bumper-packed show for you this week. I do, of course, have my This Week on the Blog. I have my links for the podcast. I have my images for the podcast. I have a very varied week for this week's oddities. And of course, I have my And Finally section. In the first up, what you will see is a photograph taken from good friend Bernie Topgold Goldback as he was in the United States and having a cup of coffee and listening very, very simply to the Sodcast in the midst of what was, I'm sure, Bernie, a very, very busy schedule that you had over there. It was a nice photograph. It was nice to see. I liked it. That's why it's up there. Other than that, it was a question that came up twice last week, and it was, is this the sort of thing you do? How small of a garden are you willing to do? Look, the answer quite simply is, from a hanging basket to a park, from a bark mulch heap to planting a tree, I don't really mind the size of the garden as long as I am in there. And that is the answer. If you're unsure, you can contact me, as always, on email, info@donneganlandscaping.com. I'm at Donegan Gardens on Twitter. If I'm not following you, just send me a little note and I will return the compliment. Apologies if I don't. I get a bit doolally sometimes. Other than that, you can find me, as always, on the web, www.donneganlandscaping.com, and hit the blog, or you can hit the contact page and you can send me a wee little message through there. Whew. This week on the blog, there were three posts written this week, surprisingly, because there was none last week. As far as I'm aware, there was also none the week before. So I hope this week makes up for it a little bit, slightly. The first one is on Mountjoy Square Park. And Mountjoy Square itself is what Dublin City Council describes, or what Wikipedia describes. I'm unsure of which now at this moment in time. What they describe as, I think it's Dublin's only true, inverted commas, Georgian Square. It's a nice park. It's not the Botanic Gardens, that's for sure. But I did, whilst I was there, grab myself a takeaway coffee. And yes, surprising for me, grabbed a takeaway coffee and a sandwich. And I went down and I sat on the bench and I wandered around. And it was amazing to see the kids in the park on what I can only describe as a chilly autumn's morning, all wrapped up, playing on the swings. I don't know whether you remember, like I remember growing up, my mom saying to me, I'm cold. And she'd go, whoop, kick up the backside. And it was, get outside and run around. Now, that was when we were holidaying down in Arklow in County Wicklow. God, wow. So far away, so long away. Great memories, but that's what it's all about. And I think there is word on their website that Dublin City Council are looking to restore it to a true, inverted commas, Georgian park. Whether that happens or not, I don't know. But I'd be wondering, worrying, dubious, you know, for the people who I saw on the playgrounds there. I mean, there was talk of, I think, within that, of moving the football, the outdoor football part of it. You know, go take a look, see what you think. But for me, as long as the park is redone for the people and not for the politicians or the people in the offices, then I'm quite content within that. At the same token, from a horticulturalist point of view, sure and absolutely, yeah, it would be great to see it returned to its full and former glory. Either or, moving on. It is always great to know John Keyes. It's always great to have good friends. John did something very, very simple this week. Very simple to him. But in a world gone mad, and in what I can only describe as most probably the oddest last 10 days of my life and other people's, John managed to bring a smile to my face because he was, I suppose, extremely thoughtful. And for that, John, more than you realise, thank you so, so, so much. Take a look at the link. And he's at John Keyes, J-K-E-Y-E-S on Twitter. Tell him you saw it and tell him I said thanks. Ah, to the final post, yes. It is one that apparently has caused controversy. Bord Bia are, in Ireland, the horticultural promotional board. I shall rephrase. They promote the food and the horticulture. It was Bord Bia first, and it was Bord Glos combined. Bord Glos being the green board, Bord Bia being the direct translation as the food board. My opinion is it stemmed 99.9% or a hell of a lot more leaning towards the food side. If I'm growing organic food, if I am in the production of beef or along those lines, then I'm absolutely fine. If you're into gardening, unfortunately, it seems you must wait till June for Ireland's greatest gardening show, that is Bloom in Phoenix Park, to gain any promotion. My point within all of this is, and you'll see from the tweets, the conversation that I had with Maeve in Bord Bia. She says in one of them, you know, that they've got the Christmas tree promotion thing on the way, and they also have the Bord Bia quality scheme on the way. Well, here's the answer. I don't grow Christmas trees, and I haven't paid, double underlined, I haven't paid the money to do the Bord Bia quality award scheme this year. So therefore, there is no promotion for Peter or anybody who is like me. Now, if you open the Golden Pages or any directory of inquiry, the telephone book, and look up landscaper and see how many is there. Look up garden centre and see how many is there. At the last count, there were somewhere less than 20 numbers on the Bord Bia Quality Award scheme in the landscaping side of it. And this isn't to be untoward or to be disrespectful to Bord Bia. They do great work. They do. Sincerely, and I mean that from my heart, they really, really do. But I have another 30 years in this industry, I and so many others. And there's a blog there, a website that I run for free. It's a podcast that you're listening to now, which is done for free. It's cost me zero. It's done through close friends, people I am allowed to call friends, people who did me favours, the logos, whatever the case may be. And all I am suggesting is that there is more conversation, there is more discussion, there is more whatever the case may be. Some people say to me that if you're not a little bit more tactile than I, then I am not, obviously. But if you're not in bed with the right person, then little pat in the back maybe doesn't come along as easily. I won't agree or disagree with that, but the email that I got this morning said, it was funny enough, a sentence that I'd used yesterday was that I had signed my own death warrant. Now, I don't think they mean that in the physical sense. I think it's more metaphorical, if that's the correct word to use, towards my career in the horticultural industry. Potentially so, and that's a fair point. But let's be honest about it. One garden show in the middle of June, and that seems to be just about it. I don't mean leaflets that are printed out. There was another suggestion from Pat Fitzgerald a long time ago that, you know, garden magazines were left in doctor surgeries. The leaflets were inserted in the magazines promoting your own business. I'm kind of going, you know, is this what, in 2010, is this what we're supposed to do to promote the horticultural industry? You know, pardon my French, but horseshit. Horseshit. If I am in a situation where I can do podcasting, videos that might be the greatest, they don't need, the point I'm making is the greatest recording of equipment. But you look at the YouTube channel that's there, you look at the messages that were relayed back to me via Twitter, there's not a whole lot there. There's not a whole lot on the podcast side of it. There's people like myself who are doing it for free, and all I'm suggesting is that maybe, you know, if you take my points, you take the point that Dee Sedwell made in her comment, where she has to go to a multiple varied series of places to try and find somebody who does this, and they're all green. It's maybe a specialist grower who isn't listed. Maybe it's a person who's doing gardening courses. Maybe it's a landscaper who only does stonework or does specialist water features. And either you're in the know, which is typical Ireland, you either know the right person or you kind of don't. And maybe, just maybe, if we collated all of them, maybe, just maybe, if the videos were put up, if there was a one daily post a week, if there was something saying, look, here's how you do your winter hanging baskets, here's how you do your winter planters, here's how you grow stuff from seed. There are those, the usual suspects who get on, I don't mean usual suspects in a disrespectful way, just in a cliche term, who get on extremely well with the guys in Bord B. And as I said, Bord B do a great job. They do an amazing job. But there's something lacking. There is something lacking. And the question I would raise is, if I titled my blog as the Irish Horticultural Promotional Board and put it on the top and took out the words Peter Donegan, which within the podcast, if you look at it, there actually isn't a whole lot about me, apart from maybe at the start and at the end I say, look, I do gardens for a living. I build gardens for a living. But you look at the parks, the places, the books, the fact that it mentions hens, planters, trees, etc. As I said to you, I don't really mind, as long as it's to do with the great outdoors. And as the title on it always said, these are just my thoughts and ramblings. That's really all they are. The post is there, the link is there, as I said, and I will say this again and double underline it. This is not to cause upset to any person. It's not to get on somebody's nerves. It's not to turn around and wag the finger. It's not the blame game. That's not what I'm about. I hope I hope something does happen as a result of this. And if I get a kick in the bottom as a result of this, then that's absolutely fine. But as long as somebody turns around and says at the end of it, well, look, the chap's got a fair point. We're not taking this personal. Something more needs to be done. Is that fair to say? I hope so. Either or, moving on. Images for the podcast. Yes, there is a park. It's on Berkeley Road and Eccles Street. And it's closed off. There's a church at the back of it, but it's not part of the church lands. It's right on the corner there. I was wondering if anybody has any information on it. Maybe you could help me. Maybe somebody from Dublin City Council is listening. Maybe you can tell me why the park is closed. I don't fully understand why. I mean, it looks to be extremely well maintained, or maintained nonetheless. I'd like to see it opened. Anybody help me out in this one? Be really appreciated. Moving straight on, my chickens. Haha. Yes. I got a bit worried. I came out one day to my back garden. My chickens were there. For want of a better description, it sounds a bit, St. Felix singing an Elton John song now. Not really. But the hen looked, she'd lost a lot of the feathers. She looked like she was on, an Atkins diet or something. I don't know. She just looked a bit odd. It's a seasonal thing. That's all it is. The bad weather's come down. They molt the hares. They're not laying eggs. I bought a first tray of eggs last week for the first time since, about March? That's not bad. It's not bad. Bear in mind the size of the bag of barley that I buy, which costs me about 12 quid. And that is all I feed my hens on. They just ask Bord Bia. Is the third photograph. It was in this weekend's Gone Irish Times magazine. I did ask Bord Bia. I haven't really got a response outside of Twitter, but the photograph is there. And again, my point would be nice if that was Hanging Baskets, which is my next photograph. And that, my friends, is what it's all about. A little bit of colour in your daily life. Please do yourself a favour. Please. We've been over this the last couple of weeks. Little splash of colour. Well, hang a basket to do it yourself would cost you probably, maybe a tenner, fiver, 20 quid, somewhere around about that. Give it to your grandmother. She'll love you. Won't make her as happy as my next photograph, which is my glass house. We had, of course, gale force winds. The weather was not so popular with most of the people I know. And as you can see from my glass house, my 1960,000-year-old bucket, the old piece of malarkey. It looks like I may just have to flatten it. I think it's had its day, is the honest answer. You can gather that by the brand spanking new aluminium look that it has on it. However, every single pane of glass blew out of it. And I'm not too sure I wish to replace them anymore. So if you'd like to donate me a brand spanking new glass house, polythene tunnel, whatever the case may be, learned to speak properly, Peter, whatever the case may be. You know where I live. The address is at the bottom of the page. I'm in Ballyboghill. Yours truly, Emmerdale Farm, North County, Dublin. Come on out, knock yourself out. I'll give you the mention. We'll do the video. We'll do the podcast. I'll give you your little bit of promotion. My second last photograph, I jest, is my apples, my cooking apples, my Bramley apples. I've one more batch of apples to pick, but these ones here were the final blast, I suppose, left over that I hadn't cropped. I had cropped a batch there about like a month or two ago, but I left the rest on the trees. I didn't want to pick them because they were starting to go off, you know, being kept indoors. And what I did with the old apples was very much turned it to an absolute pulp, put it into containers and then froze them. This batch of apples that I have sitting in the sink still from yesterday, long story, they'll probably be turned into apple crumble pies or homemade apple farm pies or somewhere along the lines of that. But either or, I have to say, on an autumn's evening when it's a little bit chilly outside, a big bowl of stewed apples with one spoon of sugar in it is an absolute treat. Haha, the final photograph. Yes, somebody gave me a 1-star rating on iTunes. Agree or disagree? It was the first one that I got. I was quite pleased about it, actually, because I now have fives. I have 5-star ratings, I have 4, I have a 3, and I have a 1. So I just need a 2-star. So if you agree with the 1-star, that's absolutely fine. Give it another one. If you agree that it should maybe be a 2 or a 3 or a 4 or a 5, you can go to iTunes. The link is there at the top of the page. Leave your comment, please, and tell me you think. Peter, I think it's shite. I think it's disgraceful. I think it's brutal. I think you should go away and live in a foreign country on an island all on your own with a football called Wilson. If you're a Tom Hanks fan, that is. And let me know what you do. It's brilliant. I think it's great. If you think it's 1-star, that's absolutely fine. This week's oddities, Connor Pope. Hi, Connor. He wrote an article on organics, basically, on Saturday past in the Irish Times. I referred Connor to 2 posts via Twitter. They're just my thoughts on the subject. No offense, Connor. I think, you know, like it was a nice article and all that stuff, but I thought it was a little bit imbalanced only based upon what I had written. And again, that's just my thoughts on the subject. There was a nice story there, which is titled Herbs. You can go take a look at that if you want. It was really, really nice one. And I think it surmises, again, that there are some really, really nice people in the country. It's nice when you do something nice, and it's nice when somebody puts up a little note on their website and says, hey, this guy did something nice for me. Go take a look, see what you think. 2011, Chelsea Flower Show Gardens have confirmed and have included the return of multi-gold medal winning designer Bunny Guinness. Nothing like a good old Bunny. Fair play to you, Bunny. Great to see you back in the show. I think she's been absent for, is it 8 years? And bear in mind, 18th of November, Chelsea have already announced the lineup for next year's show. If you're looking to book tickets, I would book it now. There are links there to where you need to go to do that. But a Tidy Planet tells me Land Rover is to target the fleet market with the greenest ever Freelander. Eeks, I wonder how green the Freelander is now in comparison to others that are out there in the market. There's a low awareness of biodiversity. Well, I could have figured that one out for you on an Etch-a-Sketch. That's in a post I wrote previously. Did I mention this before? More state money to waste, and that's my opinion. It's the environmental packs. I've discussed it before on Twitter. You go take a look and see what you think, but I just felt it could have been done via all online methods, considering its environment, and it's all printed on paper and posted to every school, which is a little bit odd, to be honest with you. Damien Mully. Hi, Damien. Damien pimped this out for a different reason. I have it linked back there, but also a waste of money. It seems the National Botanic Gardens /the OPW have just got 41,004. Quote, the development of a 3-by-40-minute color-coded self-guided tours walks consisting of audio commentary, music and digital images, which will be available to download at the visitor center, I assume that's in the Botanic Gardens, online and also preloaded onto reusable media cards for insertion into mobile phones. 41 freaking grand, are you joking me? In this day and age? Never mind this day and age, 41 grand. And finally, courtesy of Sean McDgrange, alias Sean MacDonald. I really like this one, made me giggle. It's North, quote Sean, it's North Sligo, it's mid-November, there's a storm brewing, it's 9 degrees and the ice cream van is here. Yeah, only in Ireland. And finally, bit of the Anne Finally section. There are a few people this week who were simply amazing. So kind, so generous, shall ever be remembered in the annals of my heart. And I am eternally grateful. As always, you'll find me on info@donaghanlandscaping.com. I'm at Donaghan Gardens on Twitter. Or you can head over to the website www.donaghanlandscaping.com and you can find me on the blog there. Thank you so much for listening. It's an absolute honour to know that you are. Have a great weekend in the great outdoors, do let me know how you get on.